Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're tuned into Stephanie Speaks. I'm your host, Stephanie Cosby. And today is Valentine's Day. And originally I wasn't going to do a show centered around this, but something kind of nudged me in a direction yesterday that I felt like this needed to be said on today. And the topic is, what day is it? And I know with that lead in, I sound like that camel on the commercial. But I am really asking, what day is it? And I'm asking that redundant question to you. What day is it? Is it to you? Everybody may have a different sense of what Valentine's Day means to them. And if you want to talk about this, you can call me. The call-in number is area code 917-889-2678. And again, the topic is, what day is it? And we all know it's about hearts, candy, flowers, the color red, etc. It's like it's become so commercialized that you'll be basically over the head with it, because most retail stores go straight out of Christmas to the 75% off right on in to Valentine's Day. You don't even have a moment to breathe. It's like Christmas clearance, Valentine's Day. And I can just about guarantee you guys, is once Valentine's Day is over, you're going to start seeing Easter bunnies. I think I've already seen some Cadbury eggs because it's going to go straight into Easter. But as a little girl, Dad would always get me a small box of candy, and I'm talking about the small box of chocolate with maybe four pieces in there. And he continued this trend on into adulthood. It started with me being little, on into my teens. And he always did that because I always found myself to be single on Valentine's Day. I didn't choose the right guy, so most of the time I was either broke up or either I was with somebody who didn't think to get me anything on Valentine's Day. And even when I decided to get married, I married a person who was anti-holiday. And I say anti-holiday because there was something wrong with every holiday, and he was one of the ones who quoted that I don't need a Hallmark holiday, and you know the rest, to tell me when to celebrate or when to recognize something. But the thing about that is, the other 364 days out of the year, he wasn't on his top game. So it really didn't matter about a Hallmark day. And after having Cupid shoot me in other places other than my heart, and having to be at work and see the ones who receive work and roses, sometimes was a bit much. And when I say this, I'm not hating. If you have a mate that does these things and sends you flowers at work, that's a beautiful thing. But I'm being totally honest and real. It's kind of hard to watch when you're single and you're thinking in your mind, well, dang, I wish somebody would do that for me. And I'm being totally honest. It's a person who I'm friends with on Facebook, and her man have been courting. And it's cute because every month, on the day that they met, he sends her roses to her job. And this time, he actually went up there and delivered them. And that's a beautiful thing. I wouldn't dare hate on that. You know, my boss got roses delivered to her job. Her and her husband been married over 50-something years. It's a beautiful thing. But I'm just saying, and speaking as a single woman, it's a little hard to watch. It's just a little hard to watch. And you start thinking about yourself. That's all I'm saying. I don't hate on anybody. My father has always gotten my mother something and recognized her and showered her, and that's what I grew up seeing. So don't take it as hate, what I said. So no hate mail, no hateful posts, none of that. I decided this year that I was taking back the power. As far as Valentine's Day, I've tried not to, you know, be too down and focus on it. And I've decided to channel my energy somewhere else. And one great distraction is going to be, we're celebrating Mardi Gras here in Panama City. And tonight is going to be the Mardi Gras parade out at the beach. It's the second one that we've had in 2 weeks. One was in town last weekend. So today the Mardi Gras parade is going to be on the beach. And I will be there tonight. Actually, my son is in the parade. And that will be a great distraction from today. I will be with others, catching bees and not worrying about who's coupled up. I'm quite sure it's going to be couples there. I'm quite sure it's going to be some drunk couples there. We'll all be out there together watching a parade, and I won't have to focus on any of this. I know the restaurants will probably be off the chain. It's going to be long waits because everybody's going to take their sweetie out, and I say more power to you. If that's what you want to do, by all means, you do that. But I'm taking the power back. And I'm also thinking about the V in Valentine's Day, being victorious or being valid in this. And someone once told me that he felt like Valentine's Day was for lovers. He took his wife out some years ago and was wondering why was it ladies out, you know, with friends or by themselves, and it was no guy. And I told him, I said, well, aside from what you're probably thinking, a lot of guys aren't doing that anymore. So we as women get with girlfriends. Heck, I'm trying to embrace just going out by myself. Don't wait on anybody to take you out. And that's just the sign of the times that we're in. People don't court anymore. People don't date anymore. So, hey, single people got to eat too. If the ladies had to eat and it happened to be on Valentine's Day and they was around with their girlfriends, I don't have a problem with it. But I totally disagree that this is a day for lovers. And plus, if you want to go in that direction, self-love is the best love. Love of oneself is the best love that you can give yourself. So, again, if you want to discuss, the call-in number is area code 917-889-2678. And that was me discussing what day is it. You know, we all know what today is. Well, last night, I wasn't showing any love. My vehicle stopped on Highway 22 in Bob Little Road, right at the intersection, actually right at the light. And it stopped. And I immediately, because I had a car behind me, put on my hazards. And I tried to get it out of the road and realized I couldn't, and I was alone. And I needed someone to just stop and help me get the vehicle out of the road. I wasn't happy about impeding the flow of traffic, and I had people literally sit behind me. And if we could get off our phones, like the lady who was behind me who was honking, and take a minute, that wasn't my turn signal that was on. The flashing lights was hazard. Something was wrong. But instead of getting out of your vehicle, ask me, did I need help? I had people fly around me, run the light, almost kill and injure other people because they were so mad because I held up the light. They couldn't go around me and turn a different way. It was just I was blocking their path. And God sent a couple of angels in the form of some young men who came from like two cars back, came up to my window and said, ma'am, do you need some help? And this, I'm about to have a meltdown because I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. And I put in the call to my dad, but it was going to take him a little while to get to me. He was coming, but it was just going to take him a minute. But I wanted that vehicle out of the road. And these young men, one could have been no more than 20-something. The little one that was with him, maybe was 10, pushed my vehicle to the side of the road. And all I could do was thank them. And I told them that my dad was on his way. And even the one that was younger than the 10-year-old was going to come and help them push my truck out of the road. So there is still some good people. For the ones who decided not to stop and help me, I hope you don't have a mom or sisters that could be out at night and something like that happened. Because like I said, I didn't want anybody to do anything else. I physically could not push that truck out of the road myself. So I thank God for the angels. And he didn't stop there. You know, my parents came on the scene, made sure I was all right, got me started, and I was rolling. And then God let me see somebody else. A friend of mine who I hadn't seen, I saw her and her husband at where I was trying to get to it. It was just good. Of course, she was happy to see me, embrace me as a sister. She's a very positive sister. You can follow her Facebook page, Journey of Faith, and, you know, from that, who I'm talking about. And she just didn't know what I had gone through minutes before seeing her, but just her hug and her kind words of asking me how my son did yesterday with his solo ensemble. And with that, he made a superior. He brought home another blue medal. This is 2 years in a row. In fact, all his bandmates, congratulations, they all brought back home superiors. So great going, Emerald Band from Jinx, and they will be in the Mardi Gras parade today. If you're looking for something to do, definitely keep Groove 100.1 tuned in and even sign up for their rewards. It's very easy, or either you can text to your phone, and what it is that you gain points, and you can use your points to win stuff, free stuff. It's nothing like free stuff. So keep them locked today. They will be in the parade and look for them. And really kind of boost them and support them. I've also been seeing where Florida Wings have decided to have new hours. I think they're closed a couple days earlier in the week. But on the weekends, they'll be open to 3 a.m. So that's nice. You out and about and get a hankering for some wings, that would be definitely a place on my list to stop if I'm ever get hungry late night. And that's cool because we don't have very many places that are open late night. So again, new hours at Florida Wings. Check out their Facebook page. I believe Monday is President's Day and school is out. Now, I don't know what government buildings are closed. I know I work in one and we aren't. So you may want to put in a call before you try to take care of some of your business or go on a lot of these places' websites, because like I said, I don't have a list of closings, and I'm trying to think what else is going on this weekend or what is up and coming. And again, if you want to call in, the time is winding down. You can call in at area code 917-889-2678. Contact information for me. If you would like to hit me up, other than times when I'm on air, I have a Facebook page wall, which is Stephanie Speaks. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cosby. That's at COSBEE. And I came on board with the Instagram family this past week, and you can find me there at Miss Cosby. So like I said, it's ways to link up with me. I've checked my numbers, and I thank all of you guys who have listened. It did my heart good because I hadn't checked the numbers in probably about a week or so, and they just, like, shot up. And like I said, I'm getting some things in the work. I will be on more, maybe at more scheduled times. But there's a lot more coming from Stephanie Speaks because, trust me, I have a lot to say, and I'm never short on material. So it's pretty cold out this morning. Hopefully it'll be a little nicer tonight for the parade. I want you to enjoy your day, whether it's by yourself or with someone. And remember, even on today, love one another. Until the next time.